Well, actually, ever since Port Pin pulled out, basically, everybody's saying, yes, it's the Portsmouth Supporters Trust. How close are you? How realistic is it that you can take over Portsmouth?
Well, we think it's pretty realistic, Kevin, and we hope that that is the case, but it's not clear-cut. We're still waiting to understand exactly what Port Pin's next move is. Albeit they're saying they've withdrawn, they haven't accepted our offer for Fratton Park unencumbered, and we're still trying to negotiate with them to understand if we can come to some agreement in that area.
How long is this going to take?
It really can't take too much longer. I think by the end of next week, I really hope we'll have a good idea of what's going to happen, albeit I've said that a few times over the last few months, but it really is getting close now.
So you think by the end of next week, either you or somebody, but hopefully the PST, will be owners of Portsmouth?
Whether they'll actually be owners of Portsmouth or not, I'm not sure. That's probably a bit of a legal technicality, but I think by the end of next week, the expectation is we're going to have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen and what path we're going to have to follow.
What hurdles do you need to overcome there then?
It's really nothing quite as complicated as having a ground to play on. Port Pin still have that fixed charge on the ground. We obviously want to play at Fratton Park. We've offered a certain amount of money for that charge to be freed up. And that can be agreed either directly with Port Pin or potentially the administrator could go to the courts and try to get the courts to agree that.
And at the moment, we're hearing about all these players coming into Portsmouth, 10 Thursday, maybe a few more for the weekend. Who's actually paying them at the moment? Who's looking after them?
Well, the administrator does actually have some money in the bank of the football club, and he's able to fulfil these new wages. My understanding is that they're not significant amounts. We've made that mistake before. That's why we're here. He has the funds to pay those players. And the only reason it's taken so long is that, two reasons really. One, he didn't want to be paying them too early. That would be a problem with the creditors. But more importantly, agreement had to be reached with the Football League to allow them to sign these players. And my understanding is that they're still only signed on a month-by-month basis.
The Football League coming out today saying, basically, there is no 10-point deduction at the moment, but there might be at a later stage. Does that help your cause?
Yeah, we met with the Football League yesterday alongside Trevor to give them an update on our position and how we wish to progress over the next few days. And there was a discussion around the 10 points, and they made it very clear that the 10-point deduction was part of an original offer made to Port Pin, or potentially another owner, if they took over the club under certain terms. The suggestion was that whoever takes over the football club will be in a position to submit a case as to why that 10-point deduction may not be penalised against the football club. That's not to say that it won't be, but just to say there's an opportunity to appeal against it. And it's only at the point in time that the club comes out of administration that those 10 points will or will not be applied.
The Football League, you mentioned that you've met with them. Were they quite sympathetic towards Portsmouth Supporters Trust potentially buying the club?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, the Football League, at the end of the day, they don't want to see football clubs disappear. I mean, that's obviously bad for them. But they also want to make sure that the people that are coming in to run their football clubs are honest people who can run a club sustainably, so that they don't find themselves in the sort of problem that Portsmouth's in now. And we've been meeting with the Football League numerous times over the last months and working towards them, believing that we fit those criteria. And we're very comfortable now that we have a business plan and the right people involved to show that we are suitable owners.